This is the Bloomberg Exchange Traded Funds Report with Katherine Cowdery.
This report is for Friday, November 4th. Investors are using an ETF that focuses on Mexico as a proxy for the presidential election. That's the word from Bloomberg intelligence analyst Eric Balchunas.
We see elections happen all over the world, and when they do, you definitely see a single country ETF start to heat up, whether it's Brazil or India. We've seen this before. It's not that unusual. What's unusual is the country ETF is almost always where the actual election is. Here we have an ETF that isn't in our country, but everybody's using to play it for the election. It's very unusual.
Balchunas says the iShares MSCI Mexico Capped ETF, ticker EWW, has become correlated with the presidential poll numbers. He explains how investors are using EWW to place their bets on a victory by Hillary Clinton or by Donald Trump.
So if you think she's going to win, you'd buy EWW. And if you think Trump's going to win, you would short it. So we see a lot of traders using this. And we know that traders are showing a lot of activity because the volume in it has gone through the roof. We're talking $400 million a day in the past week since Trump's poll numbers have gone up. To put that in perspective, that's triple the average. And that's more than Ford trades. So when you have a Mexico ETF trading that much, it's noteworthy. And we've also seen short interest in it rise, meaning the amount of shares lent out, and it's gone from 35% to 65%. It's doubled. In other words, more people are betting on a possible Trump victory, or they're hedging by shorting the Mexico ETF.
ETF flows also show that investors have started to sell riskier assets, such as stocks and junk bonds.
Flows have been going into crisis mode. We've basically seen a lot of money moving into treasuries, and not just short-term treasuries, which would indicate a fear of rates, but in all treasuries, which would indicate more of a crisis hedge. Now, it's not that much money. We're talking about $1 billion into treasuries in the past week, but you could see at the fringes, investors are maybe a little more concerned.
Meanwhile, the exchange-traded note that tracks market volatility has climbed for 9 straight sessions, the longest winning streak in its 7-year existence. Balchunas notes that the iPath S&P 500 VIX Short-Term Futures ETN, or VXX, has gained 15% over the past 2 weeks, returning it to its September levels. That's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Katherine Cowdery.
You can listen to Bloomberg Radio in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2, in San Francisco on 960 AM and 103.7 FM HD2, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119.